What does your dream life look like? Most importantly, how does your dream life feel? Because the truth is, what my dream life looks and feels like is so completely different than yours and all the other women living, listening to this podcast and living their truth in this moment. You get to choose. You get to decide. It is your life. The more clarity that you have around what you're doing all of this for, why you're doing all of the more that you are going to just inevitably, innately make these intentional decisions every single day that ultimately lead you to living an intentional life, that ultimately expand into you living your dream life. What are these things for you? How can you root deeper into intentionality, intentional living in your dream life? The most beautiful thing that I know to be true is all the answers are within you. The blueprint is within you. The dream is within you. Everything that you need is within you. Welcome to Living an Intentional Life podcast. Formerly the Living Courageously podcast. This is a space where in community we find belonging, a place where you are deeply seen and heard, ultimately connecting through the lens of intention, creating intentional, incremental daily actions that enable us to root into who we are, expand deeper into our purpose, and align with our truths and live out our wildest dreams. I'm your host, Ashley Strong Smith. In this lifetime, I've been honored to continuously live a life that is far beyond my dreams, taking incremental, intentional actions every single day that have compounded to major change and transformation. Each week, I share tangible tools, tips, and resources for you to invite into your very own life, alongside meeting and getting to peek inside some of the most inspiring women intentionally living their truths. I truly believe that we're all capable of bringing any dream into reality, of blooming the most vibrant lotus flower from trudging through thick mud, of honoring our deepest truth and being in full expression in the human experience, as after all, we are limitless. Beautiful soul, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am truly so grateful, as always, to be sitting here in conversation and space with you, wherever this finds you, on a walk out in nature, in the car, driving somewhere. Maybe it's on the phone as you clean up the house. Whatever it is that you are doing in this moment, I just want you to know how deeply grateful I am to be in shared space with you. This is the second episode rebrand of Living an Intentional Life podcast. And this morning has really just been the most beautiful reflection, representation, reminder of the why behind this rebrand and why we sit in this expression of this space. As I record this, you may hear a little voice coming in and out. And that's because my little girl, who is 4.5 years old, is home with me today. And typically, she is in preschool on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. But this is the power in living through the lens of intentionality and creating intentional decisions. So, I'm just going to walk you through a little insight into my morning routine and kind of where I sit and why I sit in the space that I'm at in this moment. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I set my alarm for 5 o'clock. The reason why I set my alarm so early is I'm a morning person. I get my energy burst in the morning. I get my creative juices in the morning. There's something so insanely sacred to me about like just having a fresh cup of coffee, a quiet house. It's still being dark outside and getting into my office and my rhythm and routine. Right now, what I've been doing at that time is really working on writing my book. In full transparency, this process has been far slower than I ever thought it would be. I thought because this dream has been inside of me for so long and the vision came so quickly and clearly of like what it would be, I thought in months and in no time it would be written. But it's not unfolding in that way. And I had a lot of resistance for this for a while. But more so recently, I just feel completely in alignment with and in peace with the flow and ease in which the book is being written. And so I then move through my day. I do my morning pages. So I do a little bit of journaling. That's typically when I come up with the topic ideas for my episode topics, or I expand on ones I already had. I reflect on what's going on in my life. Lately, I've just been really rooting in the gratitude that is present. And then at some point, the house starts to wake up. My girl comes downstairs, and typically my one dog who doesn't sleep in a crate comes downstairs with her. And then the cat who's already in my office gets a little ruffled because the dog's downstairs, and the energy starts to shift. And then what starts to happen is I then go into my emails and I start doing some emails because I can respond to emails and do a little bit more admin things while my girl is out and about. I can't necessarily write my book. I just can't concentrate in the way that I would want to. So then I just went about, I started getting her breakfast ready. I made her like snacks and her lunch for school today. I let the other dog down. I took him out to the bathroom. I got dressed. Like I was going through my whole morning routine, and my girl gets really bad seasonal allergies. It happens. I notice it, the shift really, really drastically when we move into the winter months. But there's something that's so fascinating about seasons is it's like you almost forget, at least I almost forget, how drastically and quickly they change. It's like overnight, it's springtime here in the mountains. It's like you're wanting it to be spring and you're wanting it to be spring. And then all of a sudden it's like spring and warm days and the sunshine and all the animals are coming back and the flies and the caterpillars and the birds and like the bears, like everything's coming back at once. And this happens too with my girl, with her allergies, because all the pollen, the changing of the seasons. And so she hasn't been 100% herself these last couple days. You can just see, you know, when you get allergies, your eyes are itchy, your nose is a bit runny, you sneeze a bit more. You're just not 100% because everything's irritated. Your senses are irritated. So I've known this, but she's still in good spirits. I'm sure you can hear her singing right now. And so I still went about getting her ready, and I checked her temperature to make sure she wasn't running a fever, because that to me is the indicator between allergies and a sickness. And she had a very, very, very like mild fever. And so the first thing that I did is I paused for a moment and I'm like, okay, like does she go to school or does she not? And I heard the voice, yes. So I kept getting her ready for school, and then I got her fully ready. And then I looked at her eyes, and her eyes looked a little extra tired and glossy. And so I then, moving through intentionality, one of the things, and I'm going to share a little bit more about what it is today, is something called being a human pendulum. And so this is an incredible way that I really love to connect to a higher power or source, my spirit guides. And I physically use my body as like an indicator. And so I asked in the moment, do I bring her to school? Please show me a yes or no. And the answer that I got in that moment was yes. And so I kept moving forward, and I like got the dogs ready. I packed my stuff. I got my hiking gear on, because typically I bring her to school, drop her off, and the dogs and I go for a decent hike before coming back home to get ready for the day. We did the whole thing. Got her in the car, got the dogs in the car, literally went halfway to school. And we don't live close to the school that she goes to. We've chosen a school that's actually on the other side of the mountain. So it's a solid 20 minutes there just to take her to school. And we're about halfway there. And I just kept looking back in my mirror. I can see her when I look in my rearview mirror. And everything kept telling me, don't bring her to school. Don't bring her to school. And I looked at her and I said, girl, do you want to go to school or do you want to go home? I know she's only 4 and a half, but we have a very open household. There are lots of conversations, lots of question asking. She gets choices. And she was like, no, mom. And I literally, as soon as I could safely turn around, I turned around. I messaged my husband who's on shift and at work. I said, babe, I'm not taking her to school. I immediately messaged her school saying she's not coming today. And I know how deeply blessed I am to have the opportunity and the flexibility to have something like that occur and to be able to make the decision of, okay, we're going home. I work from home, although I still have a full day of work and meetings. There's a synergy where it's like, because she's not feeling 100%, she can watch however many movies she wants until she's over it, which typically after an hour, she's ready to play. And then I set up stations. So right now in the living room, I've got like 4 or 5 different stations of things that I know that she absolutely loves. Sometimes she wants me to pick them all out. Sometimes she wants to pick them out. Sometimes it's a combination of both of them. But she just walked in with her new binoculars too. But why I share this is to just give you a peek inside the small moments where when we slow down, when we really, really sit with ourselves and ask ourselves a question and give ourselves the honest answer, we are able to make decisions that maybe in the moment aren't so convenient or aren't according to the plan. But in the long run and in the like whole scheme of our life, they are more supportive. The reflecting on this was another moment in why and how this podcast and the work that I do got rebranded. And although it was pretty quick to the outside world, it was the culmination of the work that I've been doing every single day in my very real life. And the truth is, this morning, the awareness, the like ability to pause, the discernment that happens on a very quick basis is such an integral part of my life. And just as anything in life, it's like strengthening a muscle. It's like you have to build that muscle and keep toning it and strengthening it to know and to really be able to use it to support your life. So my intention with what I'm sharing today and today's topic is a little bit deeper insight into this. So this is all things intentionality plus intentional living equals living your dream life. That is literally today's topic. And what that actually translates into is like, okay, what is it to live with intention or intentionality? What does it mean to intentionally live? And then how does this all add to us living our dreamed lives? For me, one of the biggest things that I always connect to is like, what is the why behind what we're doing? Like, why are we doing what we're doing in life in this moment? Why is what we're doing? Like, why does it matter in the grand scheme of things? The more that we understand the root of our actions and our words and our decisions and our thoughts and the way that we vibrate in this world, the more that we live in intentionality and in alignment. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit about what my definitions of intentionality and intentional living are, and really the 6 steps that I, or 6 aspects, 6 tools that I use on a daily basis that really help compound to make this a possibility so that I do live my dream life. Even on the hard days, even in the roughest of moments, even in the messy of middle moments, like I still am rooted in the core of who I am in this life and ultimately where I individually am growing into, us as a family, me as a business, all of the different aspects. So I will share the 6 tools that I use and a little bit deeper insight into those tools. So are you ready? Okay. So what exactly is intention? Again, these are my own definitions. I know that if you went on good old Google, if you went to Merriam-Webster, like one of the most popular websites, it used to be an old school actual like dictionary for words, you would find slightly different definitions. But I think it's really important when we're doing work like this, that we define these things ourselves as well, so that we understand our relationship to them. So my definition of intention is really creating actions with awareness, ultimately understanding the why behind your actions and decisions. So that is the root of intention for me. So then intentional living, whenever there's an ing, I like to think of it like it's the act, it's the doing of something. So intentional living is the action and the doing and the taking of small actions every single day in support of your dream life. So you can substitute the word your dream life to your alignment, your highest truth, your greatest goals or passion or purpose or wisdom or whatever that motivating thing is for you. For me, I identify it as my dream life because every day I sit in gratitude for this life that I live because it is literally better than I could have ever thought or imagined. And it has come through the result of a lot of intentional actions and intentional decisions, conversations. So let's dive in. So what are the six compounding layers that really help support living with this lens of intention, with intentional living, and how it leads to your dream life? So first and foremost, I've shared this probably a handful of times, if not more, on this podcast and in the work that I do. But the first thing is really, really creating your heart-centered foundation and regularly checking in with it. This is something that I do each quarter. I have clients that literally have it as part of their weekly routine. At the least, it's something you should do once a year. So what exactly is creating a heart-centered foundation? For me, it's answering these six main questions. The first one, what are your values? So a value is a person's principles or standards of behaviors, one's judgment of what is important in life. So values are these things that are important to you. For me, I value honesty. For me, I value integrity. I value intentionality. I value, what else do I value? Gosh, I value reciprocity. I value appreciation. I value acknowledgement. I value love. I value candidness and rawness and vulnerability. I value people's hearts. The second one, what do you value about life? Why this is a separate category is I think of this as experiences. I value slow mornings. I value making and brewing a fresh cup of coffee. I value quality time with my daughter and my husband and our family. I value traveling and adventure. So these are experiences that you value in your life. The third question is, what do you love? I think you know what love means to you, but what are these things that fill up your heart, that make your heart burst and sing and so insanely happy? I love my life. I love my daughter. I love my husband. I love my dogs. I love my house. I love the seasons. I love nature. I love sunshine. I love coffee. I love great conversations, like these things that just fill up your cup, that fill up your soul. Number four, what inspires you? What are these things that like motivate you to get going and to keep going? These things that like ping you and you get a tingling sensation that you get excited about. For me, I get really inspired about personal growth and development. I get inspired about being the best possible version and expression of us. Right now, I get inspired about how to even write a book and what does it look like to submit to publishers and what happens if a publisher accepts it. Moving on, what are you curious about? What are these things that when you hear it, you want to know more? Right now, I'm really curious about gardening and creating planter boxes. I want to know more about that. Right now, I'm really curious about all these new bugs and insects that we're seeing and that my daughter's fascinated by so that I can let her know what it is and what's safe to play with and what's not. So what are these things that when you hear it, you want to go Google it or ask someone or learn more about it? And finally, what does success mean to you? This is something I cannot express enough. My definition of success 3 years ago, 2 years ago, this year changes with the changing of the seasons. And what we're ultimately, it all ultimately goes back to the why behind life. Like, why are we doing what we're doing? And why does it matter? You're listening to this, and so I can guarantee you, you are a person of deep curiosity. You are a person of passion. You are a woman who loves her life and her family and her friends and wants to live the best possible life imaginable. I can tell you that much about you right now without even personally knowing exactly who is listening to this podcast in this moment. But I know that about you because you resonate with this space. Why are you doing what you're doing and why does it matter? So after you spend some time creating this heart-centered foundation, the next trick is to really go back. What are the things that you see repeated? What are the things that like have these parallels or these similarities? What are these things that you see patterns in and on? Those are your clues. Those are your breadcrumbs. Those are the things and aspects of life to follow. As you follow these clues and these breadcrumbs, what starts to happen is it starts to build the muscle for you to make decisions through this lens, through supporting what you value about life, what you love, what inspires you, what you're curious about, what success means to you, so that you start to do more of those things. And then simultaneously, you start to rid yourself of the stuff that is not supporting you, the stuff that is depleting you, the stuff that is just taking away from your life and not adding to it. Because let's be real, we don't get time back. So with the time that we have, let's make it fruitful. Let's make it intentional. Let's make it purposeful. Let's understand why we are doing what we're doing. It is so important. Okay. Just if you're wanting to go down a little bit deeper journey with specifically just with the heart-centered foundation, I have two episodes on this. So episode 23, I dive even further into this. I do 8 questions for building a heart-centered foundation. So it's a whole process. And then, so tune into episode 23 if you want to be walked through the entire heart-centered foundation process. And then I have an episode 55, which is kind of like the follow-up. So what to do once you've created a heart-centered foundation? Like, how does this then affect and support and benefit your life? So if you're wanting to follow along, episode 23 and episode 55, that really will help you support an even deeper connection to your heart-centered foundation. If neither of those resonate with you and you want to do it in real time, you literally can book a complimentary connection call and we can dive into it together. And it is so fascinating what is uncovered when you're in shared space and connection and doing it with someone else. You can just book that through the show notes below. So the second part of intentional living and like really building towards this dream life is creating routines and schedules
that support yourself and moving through not just what's present, but then also creating space for what you're working towards, ultimately this future. Having routines and schedules is so important because it creates habits. It creates this rhythm where it's like, it becomes a non-negotiable. It's like, you don't have to think about, oh, what am I going to do on Monday morning? Or, oh, what am I doing on Friday morning? You already know what is designated in that spot. So in this moment, I just invite you to already check in with, what are your routines and schedules that you have in place right now? If you're in movement, which I assume you are, just take note. If you're in a place where you can jot it down or even like take notes in your phone or text message yourself, I invite you to do that too. Because the most beautiful thing is we all are doing this in some capacity. It just may not be documented or you may not be fully aware of it just because it's so much a part of your life and it's your normal rhythm, but you have some type of routine and schedule that's already in place. So I really just invite you to see where you're at with this in this moment. And then from this place, how can you strengthen it? Meaning, how can you add in more of these things that you value about life, that you love, that inspires you, that you're curious about, of what success means to you? Because if you start to invite that into your routine and your schedule, you're ultimately and inevitably, one small action at a time, going to start chipping away at that dream life, your purpose, your passion, that greater thing that you're working towards, because you start to infuse it into your everyday movement and momentum. So for me, I've got a very strategic routine Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because that's when my daughter's at school. I have another routine that happens on Thursday, and I have a totally different type of routine that happens on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Why they're different is because of the different aspects of my life. And instead of what made me so aware of this was really committing to writing this book and infusing it in. At first, I was trying to write every single day of the week and trying to do it on weekends and like, that is not how my life works. Weekends are a time where we don't set alarms, where mornings are super free. We kind of, unless we have specific plans, we just take it as it comes. And so waking up early and writing just felt so counterproductive to like what's really important in life and what fuels and inspires me to do things like writing my book. Again, strengthen what is working. Add into your schedule things from your heart-centered foundation, and then release and start to let go of what is not supportive or working for you. This looks like maybe letting go of some stuff that is already on your calendar and just giving people a heads up. I'm so sorry. I can't make that anymore, or whatever languaging works for you. This means like really giving yourself permission and saying no to things that aren't fully in alignment in your schedules and routines, at least just in this season. Just because it's a no right now doesn't mean it's always going to be a no. It's the intentionality is honoring what is present and what you're working towards and finding the synergy between the both of them. The other really important thing with your schedule is to ensure that you have downtime, that there is space in your schedule where things are not like scheduled, where there's literally nothing on the calendar. Most importantly, to have space and time and silence and quiet time by yourself. For me, that's why today I had packed up the dogs to take them for a hike, you know, thinking I was going into my regular routine. That time is so crucial for me to have space and time in nature. Yes, I have my dogs with me, but to be in that quietness, not on my phone, not listening to anything, like just being engulfed by the present moment and nature. And it is incredible what messages come, what clarity I find, what I'm able to process. What is your relationship right now with silence and quiet time? Where and how are you infusing it into your schedule and in your life? I've said before, and I'm not someone who can sit and meditate for 10, 15, 20 minutes. I'm someone who can give a good 3 to 5 minutes. But the thing is it's 3 to 5 minutes multiple times a day. Just as if you tuned in to last week's episode, episode 86, I left in my little like centering and guided meditation that I do before recording these. That is silence. Yes, I am talking, but I am talking with myself and a higher source to gather information. Before recording this episode, I sat in silence and just felt my heart. Even if it's just a minute, as you transition from activity, if you're working in an office, if you can take your 15-minute break outside and just 1 minute of that 15-minute break, you just sit by yourself with your eyes closed and silence. The intention and the goal behind all of this is to add to your life and to support you, not to create more tension or stress or more things to do. Which is why it's so important to simultaneously strengthen what's working, identify what is not working in your schedule and routine, and make a plan to start letting it go. We can't just let it go immediately, although sometimes I know that would feel really nice to do. That's not the reality. It takes time to release these things that are no longer serving us to add in more of what is. The third one, and this is such a huge foundation to my life, and I actually think I'm going to create an entire episode on it because when I wrote it down, it pinged me so loud. Number three is setting weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly goals and checking in with them regularly. So how I do this is the beginning of the year is so crucial for me. It's a time where I'm reflecting on the past year. It's a time where I'm really, really sitting down and setting intentions and goals for this coming years. Where am I driving my car towards? What is my destination? Although the truth is, how to get there is going to change along the path. And even where that exact destination might be today, like the chances of it being in that exact spot at the end of this year is pretty slim. At least it gives me a general direction to start moving my car and my vehicle. Where are you going? So I start at the beginning of the year, I set goals and intentions for the year. Then as I move throughout the year, I break it down. So I look at my goals and intentions for the year, and first I break it down into quarters. So what needs to happen in the first 3 months of the year, the second 3 months of the year, the third 3 months of the year, and the fourth 3 months of the year. So then that helps me break down the yearly goals into quarterly goals, so 3 month increments. But from there, I then need to look at what needs to happen each month, then what needs to happen each week. Because as I say, and as I believe, and as it moves my life so deeply, small action every single day compounds and leads to major change and transformation. 3 minutes a day is 15 minutes just Monday through Friday. That's not even including the weekends. 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, it compounds to hours upon hours, to days and ultimately weeks of turning these things that are important to you, your values, what you value about life, what you love, what you're curious about, what inspires you, what your definition of success is, all of it compounds to that literally being your reality. For me, that is my dream life. What is that for you? Some of the things that I do is not I don't just break down my goals, but what is so important is that I constantly check in with them. I check in with these goals, and if they're still in alignment with where I'm at and where I'm going and what I want. This is a perfect example of how the rebranding came about. This rebrand was not in my year goals or intentions. Where it came about was when I sat down and I constantly reviewed my goals and intentions for the year and realized that I felt disconnected and out of alignment with a lot of them. So then I had to get very, very curious of what was causing that disconnection and that misalignment, and what could I do in my life to fix it, to realign it, to redirect it, to move my boat a couple degrees on its path to be able to better live in that truth and that alignment. So some of the ways that I do this and some practices are writing every single day, writing in my morning pages, writing podcast content, writing book content, writing text messages, writing emails. I write every single day. Because as I write, it helps me get out of my being, out of my heart, my mind, and my soul, what I'm processing, and get it onto paper so that I can look at it from a different perspective. The other big thing is I pull cards, so my oracle cards. I connect with my decks at least once a week. What is the message that I need for the week? What do I need to know about this phase of my book writing process? What is it that I'm moving through? Whatever the question is that comes to mind, I then, again, it goes back to utilizing support. I then ask spirit for a bit of guidance and messages. Another thing and another way I do this is through meditation. As I just mentioned, I don't sit and meditate for 20 minutes a day. These are 3 to 5 minute increments multiple times throughout the day that enable me to pause, to reflect, to really reconnect and go back into, why am I doing this? What is the why behind why? What is the why behind this decision or this action and what I'm doing in this moment? Another way that I do this is through exercise. The way that I exercise right now is so different than the way I used to exercise. Even just a year ago. A year ago, my exercising was HIIT cardio classes and training for half marathons. Now my exercise is that of taking walks daily and doing 15 to 20 minute Peloton rides as much as feels in alignment. What is most important is that I am moving my body, that I am releasing anything that is stagnant or that I'm holding on to, and creating the space for more to come in, to connect deeper with what's in alignment, to let go of what's not. And another way that I do this is in conversation. Most importantly, conversation with myself. I talk to myself a lot. Like, I talk to myself all the time. I'm constantly asking myself questions. Okay, why did that affect you so much? Okay, you're feeling a little bit low on energy. What is something that you can do to support you? Okay, that didn't really help. Is your body asking for rest? Okay, what type of rest is it that you need? The other way is being in conversations with people that you trust, really, really talking through what is present and not necessarily getting their opinion or their advice, but allowing them to be in the shared expression, because ultimately they'll say something, they'll ask a question, they'll respond in a way that will give you a clue or a hint or another one of these breadcrumbs. And another big way that I do this is really asking myself why. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why is what I'm doing matters? Why? And the more that I can root into my why, the more that I can understand if these goals and intentions are in alignment with who I am and where I'm moving into. So I invite you again to get really curious about, what does this look like in your life right now? Where are you at with your goals and intentions that you set at the beginning of this year? Did you set any goals or intentions at this beginning of the year? If not, that's okay. Don't judge yourself. Just let this be an invitation to start today. the more that you can at least have a general idea of where your boat is moving, where your car is driving to, the like greater the chance you have of reaching that target. If you're just waking up every day, I always get the image of those. I always see them outside of like car places or motorhome places, but they're those super, super tall, like blow up little people looking things that just like sway around in the wind and their arms are flapping and their heads moving. And it's just kind of, they're going all over the place. That's the feeling that I get when I don't have a roadmap, when I don't have a goal or an intention or something very specific that I am working towards. What is that for you? And what is your connection right now with your goals and your intentions? How do you stay in alignment with them? Because the truth is, what I'm sharing is what resonates and aligns with me and my life. It may or may not with you. If it does, beautiful. But if it doesn't, what I invite you into is for to get curious of why, and then what in your life is in alignment and resonates with you. Okay, number four, really, really creating space for reflection before making decisions so that they're made in complete alignment instead of impulses. So for me, this is the difference of responding versus reacting. When you respond, that is when you handle a situation from a very like grounded, aligned place. When you react, it's more of like a habitual emotional place. Same thing with like making decisions. If you can do it from a place of alignment, it's going to support the greater good and the why and the what your definition of success is in the long run versus it just being an impulse, a quick hit, a instant gratification, a convenient decision. Again, this is another tool where you have to build the relationship and build the muscle. For me, I think I shared on my social media at the end of last year, I had a really loud parenting moment where I kept responding in a way that was so reactionary and so emotional and impulsive. And it was one of those moments where it was like, never again will I be in this situation. If I have full control to the extent that I can have control of myself and my emotions, I do not ever want to be in this position again. And so that has happened not just with my daughter, but in so many areas of my life where I would do these things and impulsively make a decision that then I would ultimately, for lack of a better word, regret as it got down the line because I made that decision not in alignment with my highest truth, with my like capital W why and why I'm doing everything. So a few ways to really help support you in building this muscle, a few ways to really help you in building this muscle and learning how to pause and make decisions in alignment versus impulse is, so if it's an in the moment decision, just taking a breath, just taking a pause of whatever that looks like for you. If you're inside, maybe it's to bring yourself outside. If you are in conversation, maybe it's just to just ask for a few moments of silence. If you're in transit, even if you're in the car, maybe it's a place to safely pull over and just pause for a moment. So if it's an in the moment decision, I guess the biggest question to ask and support you here is like, how can you change the safely change the energy so that you can just be with yourself for a moment? Another way that I do this is again through writing. If there is something specific that I'm working on moving through, I go before I pick up the phone and call anyone. Shame outside of my husband. My husband gets my word vomit all the time. I love that man so much because oh, does he know how to hold space for me? But before I go to people, I actually go to my writing. I go to my Google Doc where my morning pages are on and I process everything that I'm thinking or feeling. And then from there, I gather my thoughts a little bit more. And if it feels supportive, then I'll go into a conversation with someone. But what this also does is it builds that muscle of trust and strength of my own intuition, of my inner compass, of it going to the place of, I truly believe that like we all have the answers that we need within us. It's just a matter of releasing the layers to be able to access them. The other way I do it is meditating or quick check-ins of, you know, how am I feeling in my body right now? What is it that I need to know about this situation? Whatever that question is for you. Another big way that I do this is by listening to my heartbeat, literally putting my hand on my heart. If I'm in a place where I can pause and close my eyes, I do that. I do this all the time while I'm driving or in conversation or like all the time. I like hold my heart. If there's any time that I just need to connect with myself, that I need to like pause and like go inward before I say something or I do something, your heart reminds you of your humanness, of your truth, of your gifts, of your pulse, of your beat, of your rhythm. It puts you back into a place of being whole so that you can then respond to the situation from a place of wholeness. Another way is closing my eyes. My daughter, even this morning when I was deciding to take her to school or not before we got in the car, I was standing there with my eyes closed and she kept going, "Mom, what are you doing? Mom, what are you doing? Are you done?" Like, "No, give me a minute, baby." She's out there laughing. Yeah, and what is beautiful, I mean, that just made me realize too, is how infectious all of this is. As you try on these tools, as you use these different methods to be able to pause before going into conversation or connection or decision-making with someone else, it inspires others to do the same. Like I know when I've been interviewing guests on this podcast, if I've asked them a question that's like deep or something new, or, you know, they want to gather themselves, it's like literally a closing of the eyes, a pausing, a connection to the heart before they even speak. And I think it's one of the most profound things that we as a human species can do. Because there's just this, again, it's going back to this instant need and gratification. And we feel like we need to respond, especially my personality type. It's like, if I get a text message or an email or a phone call, I feel like I need to respond immediately. The biggest gift we can give ourselves is creating space before responding so that we can really do so from the most aligned, intentional place. The last thing that I do, and I had said at the very beginning that I would mention this, is I literally become a human pendulum. So what a pendulum is a lot of times it's a handheld crystal that you hold in one hand over a flat palm of the other hand. And you ask it a question and they typically start to move in the most fascinating ways. I always break them. And so I have connected with the tool of my body literally being that human pendulum. So I invite you to try this on in your very real life. The way to do this is to ground your feet on the earth. I always like to do it I'm literally going to do it in real time with you. So I always like to do it to where I am completely barefoot. Hopefully the sound isn't too far away because I'm doing it in real time. So literally root your feet down on the earth, completely barefoot if you can. Close your eyes, place your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your belly. And what you're going to do is ask spirit, please show me my yes. And then typically what starts happening is your body's going to move one way or another, forward or backwards, sideways, circles, again, as a pendulum in your hand would do. And then I like to say thank you, shake it out, root back down, universe, guides, please show me my no. And what will happen? Inevitably, your body moves in a different way. Again, I say thank you, shake it out, and then I ask the question, just as I did this morning. Universe, do I bring Orion to school? Show me yes or no. And I got a very loud yes in that moment. In hindsight, what I could have done to root that much deeper into alignment, because it still felt like, even when I got that answer, it still felt a little bit off. In hindsight, I would have done it again, but I just trusted that moment. I'm pretty big and quick with just trusting. And so if it doesn't feel right, do it again. Ask again with recentering in between. It is fascinating, the decisions that I have made through being a human pendulum. Last year, when I went to Portugal kind of on a whim with my best friend, that was literally how I made the decision. I was a human pendulum and I pulled a card, and I then booked a trip to Portugal with my best friend. It is fascinating how it works, and why there are so many tools is, as I did the human pendulum, I still didn't feel fully rooted in my decision. So literally from the time that I did the human pendulum and I started driving my daughter halfway to school today, I was doing as much of these other things as I could do in the moment. Feeling my heartbeat, connecting in, paying attention to my thoughts. My thoughts, I can always tell when I start asking myself questions that aren't typical questions I would ask myself, those are red flags to me. And then So then I could pull myself out of the decision-making process. And that's when I looked at my daughter through a little bit more of like a root, like I understood where I was in the situation. I could then look at my daughter and really feel in to the situation. And that was why I knew to turn around and go back home. Had me, I'll be honest with you, I would like to hope that the 6-month-old version of me would have done the same thing. But I can tell you how I'm feeling in this moment. I don't think I would have, because we go through seasons and phases of our life where it's like we're so hyper-focused on what we think what should be or what's supposed to be, or like, well, she needs to go to school or whatever it is, instead of pausing. Yes, we have obligations. Yes, there are rules in which we live by living in the society. And though we still have the ability to consciously choose our choices, our actions, our decisions, and intentionally live from that place. This was exactly what I did this morning. We all have the ability to discern this and how this looks and feels in our very own life. So just take note what resonated with you, what didn't, what you want to try on, what you don't. I know for me, it is fascinating how just hearing what, I mean, I listen to podcasts that are like hour-long podcasts, and there's one thing that stands out to me, but what implementing and trying just that one thing does in my life can be transformative. Number 5, nourish your heart, mind, and body. Why it's so important to do all three is I truly believe that your heart, mind, and body are so interconnected and like the foundation of your emotional well-being. By nourishing your heart, it's like, what does your heart need or want, and how does your heart feel? What makes your heart happy? If your heart is just neglected, what can you do it to nourish it? Same thing with your body. How is your body feeling in this moment? Is it feeling strong and stable and like ready to just move mountains? Or is it feeling so depleted and weak and like you haven't nourished it or given it enough water? Your mind, is your mind so loud and just like on this rat race? Or does your mind have space to really be able to process exactly what we've been talking about in this whole episode, to create space? One of the ways that I love to do this is literally create circles on a page. So 3 circles that then overlap. And then I ask myself, where am I? Like, where is my heart right now? Where is my mind right now? And where is my body right now? And from there, I see where they're connected or where they're disconnected. And the final piece of this, and the biggest thing that I come back to time and time again, is living in gratitude. The more that I live in gratitude for the minute and smallest of things and the expansive, massive of things, the more connected that I am to this dream life, to creating intentional actions every single day. This dream life is for you to define. Every single one of us have a completely different expression of what our dream life looks like and feels like. What does your dream life look like? Most importantly, how does your dream life feel? Because the truth is, what my dream life looks and feels like is so completely different than yours and all the other women living, listening to this podcast and living their truth in this moment. You get to choose. You get to decide. It is your life. The more clarity that you have around what you're doing all of this for, why you're doing all of this, the more that you are going to just inevitably, innately make these intentional decisions every single day that ultimately lead you to living an intentional life, that ultimately expand into you living your dream life. What are these things for you? How can you root deeper into intentionality, intentional living in your dream life? The most beautiful thing that I know to be true is all the answers are within you. The blueprint is within you. The dream is within you. Everything that you need is within you. It's a matter of simultaneously releasing and letting go of the layers and the heavy backpacks and what isn't serving you, and opening up space to invite in the incredibly beautiful wildflowers and sunshine and all the things that are in support. I believe in you so deeply. Keep taking one step at a time. It will lead you to the next. If this podcast resonated with you, please make sure you're subscribed, rate and review, and share with a friend. If you're wanting some more support, please book a complimentary connection call via the show notes. Have a beautiful day.